a place you've never been before. So, you know, we're all looking forward to tomorrow.
Have you done anything fun over these past few days?
Gone to some saunas. You know, tried some different food. So it's been a pretty cool experience.
Has the mindset kind of changed now? You have to do all that fun stuff, and now there's 4 points on the line these next 2 days.
Yeah, you know, I think a big thing for us was, you know, make sure getting your rest and getting on the proper sleep schedule. At the end of the day, it is two NHL games, and these points mean a lot. So we have to be at peak performance to beat the Panthers.
Florida coach said the team will play Orkov's line tomorrow against your line. How are you going to handle it?
It'll be fun. He's a great player. He's always fun to play against. You know, because he's a challenge. He does it all. Plays a 200-foot game. Obviously, got a lot of skill, so it's always fun to go up against a skilled player like him.
Why Laine is better than Barkov? I assume that you would say that Laine is better.
Obviously.
Why?
Because he plays for the Winnipeg Jets. You know, he's got a great shot. You know, obviously he's been a big part of our team since he's came to us, and. We like him definitely more than Barkov.
A couple of KHL teams expressed interest to play against NHL teams. Would it be interesting for you to play against Russian teams?
If they came to us, then yeah. I don't know if I'd want to do that travel, but you know, if they came to us, that would obviously be pretty cool.
How have you found the adjustment, or just in terms of?
It's obviously tough. You know, your sleep schedule is totally off. You know, I feel like we're gonna finally get on our actual sleep schedule, and then we're gonna head home and be screwed up again. So, you know, it's tough. You know, that's the biggest thing for us. We're trying to get on that schedule. We're trying to get our bodies primed to play two games, especially on a back to back. It's even tougher. So, you know, it's definitely been a really tough adjustment.
Just so much time in between the last game against Toronto, and it's so
rare. Yeah, it feels like forever ago that we played Toronto. So it is a weird thing to do that. You know, right after kind of just getting in the groove of things. But you know, that's an experience, and we have to enjoy it. But you know, hopefully the boys can get a good sleep tonight, and then be ready for tomorrow and Friday. Just been playing hard, you know, you're gonna have good times, you're gonna have bad times, but you know, at the end of the day, you want to play a full 200-foot game, and you know, that's what I've been trying to do. And you know, when the offense comes, try to take advantage of it. And you know, obviously, I'm pretty lucky to play with the guys that I play with, so just gotta keep that going.